this is my friend.
Hi there.
He's a nice man.
Hi there.
He's not going to hurt you. He appreciates you guys.
Today in the clinic, nestled in the hardwoods southwest of Anigo, Marge Gibson, founder and director of the Raptor Education Group, or Reggie, is holding an adult bald eagle like someone might cradle a young child. Decades of experience handling raptors keeps the bird calm. Marge and rehabilitation director Audrey Gossett have just brought in the bird for a checkup. A week or so ago, the adult male, now looking strong and majestic, but still unable to fly, was not doing so well. The bird has lead poisoning and a broken leg he suffered when hit by a car.
About a quarter of our eagles come in with lead poisoning, and it's a devastating illness. Also very expensive for us to treat as a nonprofit. It costs us between $500 and $1,000 per bird.
These costs are only for medication and do not include the money it takes for what can be months of treatment. The prognosis for this patient is good, but they would see far fewer sick eagles if hunters would abandon the use of lead bullets and shot. Many people think that a bullet passes through a deer, but that is not true.
And on x-ray, it looks like a snowstorm inside the animal. And 18 inches from the wound channel, we find lead.
Eagles and other animals get ill from feeding on gut piles or wounded animals who die without recovery by hunters. Although many hunters now use copper instead of lead bullets, Marge recommends that all hunters do the same. She notes that we can't do much to keep eagles from getting hit by cars or injuring themselves, but we could cut down by 25% the number of eagles coming to the clinic if lead bullets were not used. What should a person do if they come across an injured bird?
Well, seeing an injured bird is if you can contain it. In other words, if it's on the road or you can contain it, do so. Put a little towel over it if it's a small bird. A cardboard box, not a cage, because they hurt themselves trying to get out of the cage. And then call a wildlife center. Call us or another wildlife center that happens to be closer to you.
The Reggie staff will often try to talk you through the process of transporting the bird, even the raptors.
Interestingly enough, owls and hawks and eagles, if they're injured and if they need help, they're usually pretty calm. And we can often talk someone, around how to handle them, or we can send a transporter or somebody to help.
One of the unique features of Reggie is their fly barn.
Wow.
The fly barn is an indoor space with perches, large enough to allow raptors to practice flying before release. Once eagles are healthy enough to fly, they must regain their strength before being reintroduced to the wild. The eagles in the fly barn on this afternoon were in various states of rehabilitation. Even to the untrained eye, one can see that some birds seem quite fit, while others struggle to maintain a path and land smoothly. Cameras mounted in the fly barn permit the staff to monitor each bird's progress. Once they can fly perfectly, they are released to the wild. They always set them free in the winter along open water where eagles congregate.
The adults that are down there will actually help other youngsters that are having, if they have problems too. So that they're such good parents and that they're such good neighbors and they really help each other during the wintertime.
The eagle releases are open to the public, and Marge encourages people to attend, where they not only get an opportunity to celebrate a successful rehabilitation, but they also get a rare chance to get up close to an eagle. Besides rehabilitation, a large part of Reggie's mission is education.
We do about 250 programs a year, and we also have a kids' adventure camp here at Reggie during the summer times.
Reggie also has an active internship program that brings in college students from around the country. In addition, Reggie opens their doors to tours May through September. Because Reggie is a nonprofit organization, they also welcome volunteers and any kind of assistance. They receive some grants, but most of their funding comes from donations, big and small.
And you can also give things like, from Amazon. We have an Amazon wish list, and often people prefer to do that, knowing that it's going to be used by the animal.
If you would like to volunteer, schedule a student event, or witness an eagle release, You can visit their website or get more information at wxbr.org. For WXBR News, this is Jim Skibo.